Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Love Strategies. I'm Nina Atwood, and my goal is to take you on an inspiring journey of self-discovery and relationship recovery. I'm the host of the show, but this is really all about you, and it's for you, the single woman who wants to date smart and find the love of her life. On this show, casual sex is dumb, being choosy is smart, and the prize is a healthy, loving relationship that lasts. So call in, share your dating and relationship stories, ask the questions that keep you awake at night, and get coaching. The number to call in is 347-308-8511. That's 347-308-8511. Now, stay tuned for Love Strategies.
Welcome to Love Strategies. This is Nina Atwood, your host, live on the air. And if you've been here before, I just really want to welcome you back. And if this is your first time, I hope you'll come back again. I hope you'll enjoy the show today and get value out of it. So today's show is, how do you avoid the temptation to date the wounded guy? So what is the wounded guy? Well, I think you know him, or I think you will recognize him as I share more with you today. But he's basically the guy who cannot or will not make a real commitment. He's the guy who romances you and then he takes off for no real reason. So I can't tell you the number of times that I've been presented with this issue by my clients and by the readers of my books who will email me and tell me their stories and send me their questions. So men who romance a woman and then leave is what we're talking about. We're talking about the guy who can't or won't make a commitment and how tempting it is to date a guy who's utterly and completely charming but who has no real interest in a committed relationship for whatever reason, and there are a lot of reasons for that. But I'm here to tell you that the price tag for dating someone like that can be very, very high. And it can impact your life, not just for a period of weeks or months, but it can impact your life for years and even decades when you choose to date someone who cannot or will not make a real commitment to you. So my experience has taught me that there are signposts along the way with the wounded guy. There are things that tell you. There are little things that you may brush off in the beginning of the relationship or brush over. You may say, well, that's not that important because look at all these other wonderful things about him. But those signposts may be telling you that the guy that you're falling in love with is the wounded guy, and that in fact he is so wounded that you're not going to have a good experience with him, and you're setting yourself up for a whole lot of heartache. So I want to talk to you about those signposts as a beginning point to our discussion today. There are more than I can list, but I'm going to give you some of the most popular ones, the things that I hear the most from other women and that I experienced myself, because I do have that in my history. I once dated wounded men. That was, you know, if I walked into a room full of people, it was like a magnet. And I would be instantly magnetized to the guy who was very, very wounded. And there were a lot of reasons for that going back to my history. But the bottom line is that I dated the wounded guy more than once. So I have experienced most of these signs. And then the others I get from other women. So let's go down the list. Let's talk about each one. One of the first things that you'll notice about the wounded guy is he's really interested in you, but it's almost like his energy is very much about seduction, more so than courtship. There's a difference, you know, between seduction and courtship. And so the seductive energy is more that energy of telling you what you want to hear, really drawing you in very powerfully, but not with the kind of intentions about long-term relationship, but more with the kind of intentions of wanting to sort of catch you, you know, sort of get you and be with you. And so, you know, how do I explain seductive energy versus courtship? Well, seductive energy sometimes has too much urgency in it. It's much more about right now, not so much about the long term. And so it's hard to explain, but it is a different kind of energy than a guy who is courting you who's really got the long-term picture in mind. The wounded guy often has sex as his number one way to get to know you and bond with you. So this is the guy who's going to want to have sex with you on the first, second, or third date. I mean, he just is not going to have any patience with getting to know you first and trying to build a bridge between your hearts before you get sexual. This is going to be the guy who wants to have sex first and then sort it out later. Not a good strategy for you, of course, as a woman. If you listen to my other radio shows and if you've read my books, you know that that what I teach is that women are very susceptible and vulnerable to bonding with a man that they sleep with. And so having sex too soon sets you up for a big problem in the relationship, because it's easier for men to have sex and then figure out the relationship, which means he's still checking you out, which means that you're very vulnerable to being in that position of not having a whole lot of power in the relationship. I don't mean power as in control, I mean power as in feeling empowered as a woman. And you don't feel very empowered as a woman when you wake up the next day and realize that you're with a guy who's still checking you out, but now you're falling in love with him. And so sex too soon doesn't work out well for women. But it is one of the number one ways that the wounded guy bonds is through sex. And then he's going to try to sort it out later, which isn't going to be in your best interest. Another thing you'll notice about the wounded guy is that he has a long history of relationships that don't work out, and that he, if you really listen and if you ask a lot of questions about his history, what you'll discover with the wounded guy is that he's pretty culpable. He's often the guy who runs away and doesn't have a good reason for leaving. So you'll hear things from him like, well, you know, we dated for 6 months or a year or whatever, and then he'll tell you some kind of problem that he noticed with this woman that is really pretty inconsequential. It won't be major compatibility issues. It will be almost trivial things that you kind of think, well, why in the world would you let that stop you from loving somebody? And the truth is that it wouldn't stop you from loving somebody if you really love them. But the reality with the wounded guy is that he doesn't let himself, or he's perhaps not capable of deeply loving and being loyal to a woman. So he'll have that long history of relationships where he broke off a relationship with a woman and doesn't have a real good explanation for why it is that he's always ditching these different women. Kind of the George Clooney syndrome. I hate to pick on the guy. I love him as an actor. But man, is he a walking disaster when it comes to relationships with women. Okay, the wounded guy also, you'll notice sometimes that he has a very recent long-term relationship that ended with him getting dumped, and he hasn't had enough time to recover. As you listen to his story, you begin to realize with the wounded guy that, man, he is the walking wounded. This is a guy with a broken heart, hasn't gotten over the last woman, doesn't really have a clue about how he's going to have a great relationship with somebody new, isn't really open to bonding that much with a new woman. This is a guy who has not recovered sufficiently from the last relationship. That's a wounded guy. And sometimes what you end up being is the transitional woman. You'll be the woman who helps him recover from that so that he can move on and meet the one that he's going to stay with. And that's not a very good position to be in. Okay, some other signs of the wounded guy. Often he has a history of substance abuse of some kind. It might be active abuse, or it might be that he's in a 12-step recovery program. But the wounded guy is going to be new to recovery. it hasn't been that long since he stopped using or drinking. So, in other words, his recovery is still very fragile. He's not yet solid with his recovery. That makes him pretty wounded. I used to have a rule when I was doing regular psychotherapy with people that I wouldn't even do any counseling with somebody in recovery unless they'd been at least a year sober. Because I found that the issues of just getting off of the substance and getting out of the getting to the point that the daily cravings were not dominating their life just made them emotionally unavailable to really even do any counseling. So I didn't do that because I was not a recovery therapist. I was not an addiction specialist. I didn't want to be working with addicts who were either active or who were so new to recovery that they didn't yet have the use of their brains to really work on the other issues in their lives. So if I would take that stance as a therapist, you can imagine what I would advise a client of mine who's meeting a guy who is very new to recovery. Another thing that you'll see sometimes with the wounded guy is he's into pornography and got all kinds of great reasons for why that's a healthy thing to do, but I'm sorry, there just aren't any great reasons for that. It's not healthy. It does not set you up for a good sex life with a woman, because you can never live up to the fantasy version of sex that he's got going on in his mind. And you'll find that over time in a relationship with someone who's into pornography is that they'll eventually go back to being more interested in porn than they are in you. The other thing that you'll see with the wounded guy is that he's sometimes into alternative lifestyles that don't fit your values. This is the guy who's going to, after 3 months of dating, he's going to try to talk you into doing a threesome or something like that. And, of course, got a great story about it and how that's going to enhance your relationship and be better for you as a couple and blah, blah, blah. But the truth is that he's probably a sex addict and he's going to be trouble for you in a lot of different ways. Okay, sometimes the wounded guy comes on very strong very quickly, which is a sign of poor boundaries. This is a guy who is infatuated with you, and out of his infatuation, he begins to talking to you about the future as if it's just a done deal that you're going to get married and you're going to live happily ever after and you're going to do all these wonderful things. So the coming on very strong very quickly, while it can be very seductive and romantic, is not a great sign, because it kind of says he has poor boundaries, he has poor impulse control. You don't want to hook up with someone who's impulsive, because an impulsive person, in the same way that they impulsively decide and latch on to you and think you're the one, 6 months from now they can impulsively decide someone else is the one. The wounded guy sometimes likes the idea of a no-strings relationship. This is the guy who loves it if you make the mistake as a woman of telling him right up front, "Well, you know, I'm just here to get to know you like you are me, and you know, no, I'm not really looking for a commitment." And if you've read my book, Temptations of the Single Girl, you know that denial of your true desires does not work for you. But if you've played that game in the past, then what you find out with the wounded guy is that he loves it when a woman starts out the relationship by saying she's not looking for a commitment. And no strings relationship is fine with him. He loves that. Makes it real easy for him to do whatever he wants to do and have no consequences for it. So not a good deal for you. The other thing the wounded guy does is he wants to keep things light. He veers away from serious conversations. He may drink a lot on your date. He has career problems, money problems that are long-term or chronic. He may have parts of his life that he is very secretive about or that he compartmentalizes away from you. He may be reluctant to introduce you to friends and family. You date him for months. He breaks up for no reason. You get back together with him, and just when you start to feel secure again, he breaks up again, and that's a pattern. Often the wounded guys have patterns of surfing in and out of the relationship based on whether or not he's feeling afraid of that commitment. So I could go on and on, but I think you get the picture. He has issues. He has a lot of them. Now, what about your behavior? I think there are things that you may do. I certainly know I've been there and done that myself. But here are some of the red flags when it comes to how you react to a guy like this. First of all, you start out feeling very empathetic and sympathetic about his past. Oh my gosh, he's so wounded. He's had this and that happen. You see him as someone who would, you just know he would be so much happier with the right woman to love him and show him what real love is. So you can see right away that you're getting into that empathetic, sympathetic mode. You want to help him with his career or his money issues. You make excuses for his behavior or his condition of life to yourself and to your friends who question you, of course, why are you with this guy? And you make excuses. You tell yourself that over time he will fall madly in love with you and everything will just work out. You see him as a soulmate, a one and only soulmate, and that you're meant to be together, that you can't imagine ever loving anyone else this much. So you decide that he's the one, even though he is still open to other possibilities. You are way more loyal to him than he is to you. So these are some of the red flags on your end of it, how you're reacting and responding to the guy. That's the picture of it. It's a relationship that is way out of balance. But here's the risk that you take on when you form a relationship with the wounded guy. And it's the risk that the longer you stay with him, the more you will experience your own self-esteem eroding. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, I'm going to talk with you more about why it is that dating the wounded guy ultimately has such a devastating impact on you, beginning with your self-esteem. Stick around. We'll be back with more love strategies.
Hi, I'm Nina Atwood. Does this sound familiar to you? You start a new relationship full of hope that maybe this time he's the one. But weeks, months, or even years later, you realize that although the name and face have changed, the story is the same. He's all wrong for you, and now you have to continue suffering or start all over. Well, you don't have to keep repeating the same old patterns. If you want to raise your relationship game and put yourself on a whole new course for a happy, healthy, lasting love, get Temptations of the Single Girl, the 10 Dating Traps You Must Avoid. This is a self-help book like no other. It's a parable, an easy, fast story you can read in 2 to 3 hours. The fact that it's a story and not just dry, boring data means you'll retain the lessons learned far longer. And the more you retain, the greater the changes you'll be able to make in your life. That's why I wrote it this way, to make it easy for you to get what you need to permanently alter your love life for the better. You can get the book by clicking on the book cover right from the show page, or you can go to singlescoach.com, find the tab for books and tapes, then click on Singles Coach A Store. Temptations of the Single Girl is available through Amazon.com and as a Kindle book. And now back to more love strategies.
Welcome back to Love Strategies. I'm Nina Atwood, your host. We're talking today about dating the wounded guy. What happens? What are the red flags that tell you you're getting into that kind of relationship? What you need to do about it? And so one of the things right before the break that we were talking about is how it impacts you over time when you date the wounded guy. The longer you stay with him, the more you will experience your own self-esteem going down. And the reason for that is because when you date the wounded guy, deep down on some level, you know you're settling. You know you're accepting crumbs instead of holding out for the banquet. Well, you can only do that if you love him significantly more than you love yourself. And the way we operate as human beings is we cannot love another person significantly more than we love ourselves without paying a price. And the price tag is that as you let yourself down that way, then you don't feel him lifting you up, of course, because he's not really capable of that. You don't feel worthy of having someone absolutely cherish you, obviously, or you wouldn't be accepting of that. You know, if I really love myself, and I don't mean love as in narcissistic love, as in I should be the center of the universe and I'm the be-all focus, be-all, end-all focus of life for everyone around me. I'm not talking about narcissistic love. I'm talking about self-love as in self-care, where you place yourself as the first priority in your life. And when you really do love yourself that way, then if you date someone who is not giving you that kind of respect and care and cherishing, it feels wrong. It just doesn't feel right. It just feels like, why am I doing this? Why am I bothering to put my heart into a relationship with someone who isn't returning that? And so you get out of it and move on. But when you don't feel worthy, then you put up with it. You accept it because it's what you're accustomed to. But it feels worse and worse over time and becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. You feel worse and worse about yourself. Then you really can't imagine getting away. The other issue is that as time goes on, your lives become more and more entwined. Even if you don't have a solid, committed relationship, you still get all these other entanglements, friends, relatives, and so on. And all of that can feel like sticky glue. People buy houses together. You don't want to give up on those things and those entanglements, so you continue to settle. But one day, always, there is a day of reckoning. Either he leaves or cheats, and you find out, or you finally just get enough of it. And it's very hard to work yourself out of that. I've had to do it myself. I've had to help clients do it. Far better, if you're listening today and you're not in a relationship like that, it's far better for you to put yourself in the kind of emotional place so that you're not vulnerable to the temptation to date the wounded guy. And here's how. Number one, cultivate a satisfying life. Have really good, dear friends. You only need a small number of very close friends to have a tremendous support system. Have work that you love. If you don't love the work you do now, find something you do or create a different career path. That can be very energizing and invigorating. If you have children, then cultivate your relationship with your children, helping them grow up, and so on and so forth. But create it in a way so it's satisfying for you, so it provides some, not isn't all about giving to them, but is about things for you as well. And here's the more important thing. Figure out how to have a healthy mindset, as well as healthy finances, a healthy body, and healthy spirituality. You need to be in a good place, not a perfect place, but a good place, mentally, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and financially. You can't afford to be in a weak place because that will make you vulnerable to settling for the wounded guy. And this is kind of the core of it. Be open to love, but not desperate for love. You can't be a closed book. You can't be an island all unto yourself, or you'll attract other islands, other people who are also closed off. And you can't be desperate for love because you'll attract other desperate people, or people who love to hook up with the desperate so they can toy around with them. Where you need to be is a strong, healthy place in your life. Open to love, but not desperate. Okay, I have someone writing in with a question. Megan, who is 60 years old, is writing in with this question. She says, "Dear Nina, I dated someone again for 7 months after we were broken up for a year, and I saw a change in him. He was more emotionally available, and he was more open about his love for me. I felt a true soulmate connection like I've never had with anyone else. He suddenly, and I mean suddenly, a week before his birthday party we were planning together, he tells me he just has to get his financial affairs in order, that he needs to work as much as possible and can only concentrate on that. He sounded very angry about the whole thing and professed his love for me. He told his sister, "We're not seeing each other for a couple of months." Well, it's now been 4 months, and I'm over being angry and just extremely devastated. It's obviously not just about money, but I need some kind of closure. I want to hear it wasn't working or something. It's driving me crazy. I called and left a message saying I would just like to talk to him. Now, I don't even know what I'm going to say. I need help moving on. Okay, well, here's my answer for Megan and for anyone else who's ever been in this situation. First of all, I just want to say I'm sorry to hear about the situation. It's truly a heartbreaker. But I'm afraid that you are dating the wounded guy, Megan. It's someone who cannot or will not make a commitment. Obviously, he's never told you the real story of who he is and what he feels and wants. He may have some kind of deeply embarrassing situation he's keeping hidden, or he may have another relationship. He may have a secret life of some kind. The first step, if I were you, is to do some kind of background search on him. And you might get some closure out of finding that out. You can use publicdata.com. It's a good and inexpensive way to find out more about somebody from a legal perspective. But beyond that, not knowing what it is, I can't really speculate too much on that. But obviously there's something he is withholding. And he's probably avoiding you because you represent something that he doesn't feel he deserves, which is a loving woman. So he's withholding the truth, and he may not be ready to tell you what that truth is. You might succeed in getting him to show up if you can put yourself in a kind of a detached, non-emotional state, which is a tall order, hard to do. But it's possible. You can do it. And if you reassure him that you're not angry or upset and that you just want to hear the truth, that it will help you if you can just hear the truth, then you might get him to the table. Do it in a public place. Be very focused, be very gentle, just ask him, well, what happened? And then be very open to hearing what you have to hear. It's going to be tough, but you might be able to get him to open up that way. And I would recommend for you that you get some coaching or counseling to help you work through this as to why you got involved with someone so emotionally unavailable. And, of course, be sure and read Temptations of the Single Girl if you have not already. I want to go to back for the rest of my audience and comment a bit on that opening letter from Megan. One of the big red signs that in her letter was that they broke up for a year and that she saw a change in him. He was more emotionally available and more open. So, in other words, he goofed that up the first time around. Well, chances are there's some kind of an issue that was there the first time around that got glossed over somehow. And she forgot about it and then went back into the deal with him again. And I see this a lot with wounded men. They come in and out of your life, and really be wary of that. It should take a ton of commitment and effort for a guy to get back in your life once he's broken your heart in a big kind of way like that. And usually women don't demand that. All right, speaking of Temptations of the Single Girl, I got this email a couple of days ago. Dear Nina, I'm not sure if you remember me, but I contacted you back in August when I was having a hard time getting over my ex, and I just want to say that listening to your podcast has been so helpful. Your Temptations book has changed my life. I've read it twice and gifted it to friends, and your advice has been the light at the end of the tunnel for me. So thank you for that letter. And thank you, all of you, for listening to the show today. I hope that you will be back for more Love Strategies.
Thank you for joining us at Love Strategies. Be sure and visit the premier website for single men and women who want to date smart, singlescoach.com. Sign up for the newsletter and you'll get notifications for this show as well as other free dating tips. If you want a coach to support you in your growth and recovery, go to Singles Coaching on the website and choose personal coaching. That's it for today, and be sure and tune back in for more love strategies so you can date smart and find the love of your life.